earth, and sky.
The changes that are occurring in the Arctic and Antarctic regions are so huge and so complex that it really takes collaboration across many nations, across many institutions, to try and understand it and really to gather the data that we need to be able to build the models that we need to project into the future.
You're listening to Larry Heintzman, director of the International Arctic Research Center. Heintzman spoke with Earth Sky about the challenge of doing research in Earth's polar regions. It's important research, he said, because changes in the Arctic and Antarctic, such as glacial melting and fluctuations in sea ice, affect life all across the planet. But doing research at the poles isn't easy, he said.
It is. A very remote area is very difficult to get to, and it's also quite an expensive place to work. It takes icebreakers, it takes large equipment, and it's remote, it's difficult, and it's a harsh environment.
Increasingly, over the past two centuries, nations have worked together to study the poles.
So, the environment has forced those collaborations over all these many years, and that collaboration has actually led us to a great more achievements than we would have been able to do by any single nation working independently.
I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.